the CCBS California Council of Blind Students Spring Conference and Convention to order. Good morning, welcome you all to come. And first I had a brief announcement. I got a call from our board member, Lisa Christman. She is falling ill and unable to make to the convention. And last night and throughout yesterday afternoon, I was scrambling around and trying to get it, the constitution and bylaws that we're going to present it today. And luckily, I had a hard copy, and I had to, Lisa had to email to my school, and I was running over there to grab the hard copy, so it was kind of crazy day afternoon yesterday. So everything is all good, and so once again, welcome you all, and good morning. First on the agenda this morning is introduction. We'll go around the head table, starting with the person. I will be the last person to introduce myself, and I want the first person on my left to introduce.
You have the wireless one?
No, we're sharing this, my friend.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Anthony. I'm Vice President of the California Council of Blind Students, and welcome.
Do you guys have your microphone or not? There you go. They have a microphone.
Hello. Is it? Yeah, it's a little weak, but there it is. Good morning, everyone. I'm Linda Porrell. I'm the CCB Board of Directors liaison to this fine group.
I'm Artis Bazin, and I'm treasurer. Temporarily, I mean, there's an election.
I am Lena Dawes, and I am secretary.
I'm Tuan Nguyen. I'm the president of CCBS. I'm currently an undergraduate student at California State University, major in physics, and trying to get a second, either a minor or a second major in biology, and I really love it. And thank you. Thank you. Next is the audience introduce themselves. Please give us your names and your student status, if you are a student currently. And if you're not a student, tell us what school you went to or what your major or what your where you're from and stuff like that. So, okay, go ahead and... Welcome. Welcome.
Brian McCallan, I'm from Livermore, California, and I graduated from San Francisco State with a bachelor's in two of their greatest programs, with a major in broadcasting and a minor in drama.
Sounds like it.
Welcome. Thank you. Okay, we got everybody? All right, once again, thank you all for coming, and we will continue with our day business. The first on the agenda is the readings of the previous month's CCBS conference call minutes, and the person presenting this is Lena Dawes. Lena?
I know. Please hold for technical.
Just to call it up.
Yes, but that meant I had to save the other one first. So. Okay. Got it. So I will be reading 2 months' minutes because we tabled the February ones. So, these minutes are from February 13th, it looks like. Actually, one moment, let me make sure of that date. Oh, no, I'm sorry, February 11th. Okay. So we have the meeting was called to order at 7:37 p.m. Linda moved and Anthony seconded to accept the minutes as read. The motion passed unanimously. Because Lisa had to leave, we moved the listserv up on the agenda. Lisa asked if we should keep the BSC list open. She recommends that we do. Lena, Anthony, and Linda agreed. Tuan motioned to keep the list open. It was not permitted for him to motion, so Lisa moved and Linda seconded. The motion passed unanimously. Tuan remembered a deposit of $135 and a debt for $15. Tuan asked to add the deposits to the January balance to be the treasurer's report. Lena and Linda said it was not official to do that, and we would not accept the treasurer's report. Lena asked if the report couldn't be sent to the officers list. Anthony will talk to Artis. Tuan got a call from Ed confirming that he got all the paperwork and it was great. He asked Tuan to talk to Luis Herrera about the recording and live streaming. We're going to have a general session room with live streaming. Lena asked if Tuan kept the 150 attendees. Tuan said that we will have all the mics and a head table with more chairs than we need. Tuan got a call from, Angela Fowler from CABS. Angela wants to do fundraising together. She asked him to spread the word about the NFB programs. He cut her off and she hung up on him. Tuan believed there will be fighting words between our board and the CABS board in the years to come. Lisa said it didn't have to be that way, and Lena said she would not be on that kind of board. Lena said she joined the Organization for the Blind in order to work with both groups. Lisa recommended reaching out to them on common issues like library services. Lisa said, we are the next generation and we should start working together now. Lena thinks we should work on an activity together instead of pulling them into our activity or getting pulled into theirs. Lisa and Lena both want to work with them on neutral ground. Tuan will not talk to Angela until she treats him with respect. Lena said that it was a two-way street. Lisa moved and Lena seconded that Lena and Lisa be a delegation to reach out to CABS. The motion passed with 3 yes votes and 1 abstention. Tuan is our delegate to convention and Lena is the alternate. Lena offered to donate her portion of the delegate fees because she has a job. Lena moved and Anthony seconded that Tuan and Lena get $150. There was some confusion because Tuan mentioned that Lena always gave a total of 200 to the delegates. Linda withdrew the motion. Anthony moved and Linda seconded to give each delegate $100. The motion passed. Tuan brought the topic to a constitutional amendment. Anthony asked if he was up for election in the spring, even though he was elected in fall. Lena said yes. Lena suggested that everyone gets elected in the spring. We have no elections in fall and then elect in the spring. Tuan wanted to elect certain officers in even years and others in odd years. Lena asked if, since the president has a 3-term limit and terms are being made to 2 years, he was eligible for 3 more years as president in the future. Linda suggested that we reflect on it until next month. Linda suggested we get Gabe and or Donna. Tuan's recommendation is to form a committee. Anthony says that he thinks a committee was good for the program, but he says that Gabe or Donna should come to the next meeting and work as a whole board. Tuan will follow the recommendation to invite Gabe and Donna. Tuan will ask Donna and Lena will ask Gabe. Tuan brought up the membership development. Lena suggested that we wait until we have ourselves in order. Linda brought the Valentines but forgot to give them to people. Lisa brought 2 friends formerly from the NFB. She brought 4 students from, was that right, from the NFB. I think that was supposed to be OCB. Sorry. I think I corrected it in the text version. Both Lisa and Linda talked. The students talked at the social. The students were interesting. One girl was from LA, under 21. Another woman lives on an Indian reservation. There was a guy from Visalia and a woman interested in being a doctor. Linda will not be reimbursed because she didn't give out the Valentines. She encouraged the attendees to come to convention. The meeting was adjourned at 8:40 p.m. The next meeting will be March 11th. Do we want to do both together, or do we want to approve each one separately? Okay.
Since we had a lot of things to do today, it's up to you. Would you want to read the March now, or do you want to table it?
I'll make a motion that we approve the February minutes.
Okay. It has been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Yes.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Here's the mic. There you go.
Yeah. A couple of tweaks here and there, and you know, it's hard because it was very long and thorough. The first one is the listserv open to members and non-members, rather than just say, so that it's clear. There was something about the treasurer's report, but now I forget what it was. So rather than...
I think you just tabled it.
I know we did table it. There was something about the language, but I won't push for that. I would say in kind of social work ease that Tuan reported that Angela hung up on him. And
okay, is there any more discussion? Okay, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minute, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Okay, great.
We don't know whether we're tabling or going to read them.
No, we're going to go and read them.
Read them.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
She was
okay.
Finding them.
Oh. Okay, okay.
No,
I didn't know if you were tabling them.
She was asking.
I was asking.
I'm sorry, I was interrupted. So we moved to approve the February minutes,
yes,
right? Okay. Right, and I would have voted aye, so yeah.
These are the minutes from March 11th, which would have been last month's conference call. The meeting was called to order at 7:34 p.m. Members present were Tuan, Lena, Linda, Artis, and Lisa. Gabe Griffith has come to talk about the Constitution. The minutes are being tabled due to technical difficulties. Huh? Oh, okay. Yes, exactly. We do not have a new treasurer's report since January. Oh, Artis sent it out. Okay. The beginning balance is 89549. The deposits were 150 for dues. There are no withdrawals. The ending balance was $1,045.49. We wrote out two checks since then. There was a check for $50 for CCB dues and, where is it? Okay, here we go. And for ACBS, there was $145. Our balance is $850.49. Lena motioned and Artis seconded to approve Treasurer's report. The motion passed unanimously. We are now going to discuss the Constitution and bylaws. We came up with two possibilities. One idea was that every officer would be elected every 2 years. The other was to have all officers elected at convention. Artis and Gabe suggested having half elected 1 year and half elected the next year. Gabe was concerned that students who were seniors wouldn't be able to be students the whole term. Gabe asked about secret ballots, and Lena said people were mostly elected by acclamation. Another option would be to email votes in spring and fall. Lisa didn't like that idea because people are allowed to be members. No, that's not right. People are allowed to be on the list who aren't members. Lisa thought email voting would be a disincentive to go to convention. Gabe mentioned that the programs and exhibits would be the things that attract people to conventions. He also suggested that people put candidate statements if they plan to run. Twan agrees with Gabe that there should be 2-year terms. Twan asked if someone wasn't a student if we should have a special election. Gabe said that that was not necessary. He suggested putting in language saying that you should be a student for the majority of your term. Linda asked about next year's elections. Gabe suggested the spring elections be for a year and the fall elections for 18 months. Twan asked how we should finish writing it. He suggested that we form a committee. Twan said he would chair it. The rest of the board said they had other commitments. Twan will talk to Anthony. Lisa volunteered to help. It has to be after March 18th. Gabe offered to help via email. Gabe left the conference call. Lisa works until 5 p.m., so she has to be there to facilitate groups. She won't be leaving to Sacramento until after 5. Linda reminded Lisa that the nominating committee meets later in the evening. Lisa says she thinks she could still do it. Lena offered to do it as a backup. Linda asked Twan why he wasn't doing it. Twan hasn't been a representative. Linda and Lisa suggested that Twan do it for the experience. No motion is needed. Lena updated the group on her conversation with Angela Fowler. She recommended a social with the CABS students. Twan said he would call Angela and try to calm down. Linda recommended that Lena be appointed the liaison. The board agreed. Twan said he had someone to speak at convention who had 3D scanners and other things to show people. Linda asked that Twan inform the speakers. Linda said that she was disturbed that he didn't come to the board for approval first. Twan then said he didn't ask him to make a presentation. He just talked about some things that we might find of interest. Linda was concerned about whether he was a research person or a salesperson. Twan said he was an accessibility specialist at UC Davis. Artis asked about the 15 minutes Twan was giving the speakers for their presentations. The board suggested half-hour slots for each speaker. Twan wanted an hour to network. The board suggested half an hour each, and Twan said it was up to us. Twan assigned Lisa to send out advertising about the program. Lisa agreed. Twan discussed his recruitment efforts for the future. Artis moved and Lena seconded to adjourn the meeting. The motion passed and the meeting was adjourned at 8:45 p.m.
I move to accept the minute.
I'll second.
Okay, the motion have been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Okay, once again, very thorough and a couple of thoughts, but I'll just stick to one. Rather than saying call Angela and calm down, or to calm down, I would say Angela to clarify the situation.
I was quoting him.
Oh, I see. That was a quote. Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Then we'll leave it.
Okay, thank you, Linda. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Next on agenda is the treasurer report. And
okay.
Audit Bajan, the presented audit.
Okay. The beginning balance and the ending balance are the same, 855.10. I have not gotten the latest statement from Ed. I'm assuming it's because, you know, the convention was this week, and usually we get it around the 10th of the month. So there is no change from the last time. Usually, it depends on the group. Robert's Rules of Order said that the president can just say the treasurer's report is accepted as submitted. But, you know, if your custom is to vote on it each time, then you can do that. Either way is correct. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It happened moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All right. Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the treasury report, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Right now on the agenda, it says that is there any questions or comments from the audience? I will give like 5 minutes if any questions, concerns before we commence election. Can you go on a mic, please? Oh, okay. Okay, so go ahead and speak as loud as you can.
I got a mic.
Oh, okay.
Hello, I'm Lorraine Devaney. My question was, what is Robert's Rule of Order?
Robert's Rules of Order is actually a well-known document for parliamentary procedure. And organizations that are generally use Robert's Rules of Order to make sure that they are following the proper rules to keep an order in an organization. And if you want to know more, I could talk to you more later about it. Okay.
Okay. Is there any other question from the comment, question from the audience? All right, well, go ahead and proceed. I'm sorry.
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
About the order of the agenda. I'm wondering whether it would make sense to discuss the constitutional changes that are proposed prior to having election, since they might influence how the election proceeds.
Yeah, do the Constitution before, because it might affect the way the elections go.
Okay. Yeah, I think that is legitimate. We can go ahead and start with the Constitution and bylaws. The person I originally asked to do this is Lisa, and she is unable to make it. It's up to the board. The board would like to read it, or I would ask Anthony to read the language. Okay, so I will turn the mic over to our Vice President Anthony to read the language, and he will read the current language and then the proposed language.
And Antoine, point of order here, in terms of voting on accepting these, anyone who's a member who's in the audience and on the board can vote. Is that right? Tuan, I'm just clarifying that when we come to vote on these proposed constitutional changes, whether anyone in the audience who is a current member of CCBS can vote along with the board. Is that
Yeah, that's right. It's a current member. They are entitled to vote. For non-members, I believe they can make comment. If I'm not mistaken. So, Anthony, you proceed.
As Tuan stated, we'll do the original or the current language, and then we'll go on to the proposed language. Article 5, Government, Section 1, Officers. A, the officers of this organization shall be president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, board member, and advisor. Officers shall serve one-year terms commencing after the convention in which they were elected. No person shall serve more than three consecutive full terms in office. The vice president and treasurer shall be elected at the spring convention. The president, secretary, and board member shall be elected at the fall convention. The president and the vice president must be current students at the time of election and must be legally blind. No person shall run for the office of president or vice president unless he/she is at least 18 years of age or a senior in high school. The other officer position can be filled by students at least 15 years of age. Now that's the current one. Here is the proposed Constitution. Article 5, Government, Section 1, Officers. We have to really get up on this thing. A, the officers of this organization shall be president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, board member, and advisor. The president, secretary, and board member will serve 18-month terms. The vice president and treasurer will serve 2-year terms. All terms will commence after the convention in which the officer was elected. No person shall serve more than two consecutive full terms in any one office. The president, secretary, and board member will be elected in odd years. The vice president and the treasurer will be elected in even years. The president and the vice president must be current students at the time of election and must be legally blind. The president and vice president shall be students for the majority of each of the respective board terms. No person shall run for the office of president or vice president unless he/she is at least 18 years of age or a senior in high school. The other officer position can be filled by students at least 15 years of age. So that is the current and proposed constitutional.
Anthony?
Yes.
Could you please read again the part where I'm a little bit unclear, and I want to do these 18-month, 2-year things very clearly. Could you read the part about who's elected in the spring and who's elected in the fall, and the part about 18 months and 2 years?
Okay, well, let's see.
Sorry.
That's okay. The officer of this organization shall be president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer, okay? And board member and advisor. The president, secretary, and board member will serve 18-month terms. The vice president and treasurer will serve 2-year terms. All terms will commence after the convention in which the officer was elected. Any further than that?
Or? And in this election that we're having today, the offices that are being, the positions that are being filled are which?
Vice President.
And
Treasurer.
And Treasurer. So that would be the two-year term. And then in the fall, the others would be elected for 18 months. However, that would then put all of the positions to be reelected, you know, for election in the spring of 2016. That doesn't clear up the problem.
Yeah, let me clarify. The communication between myself and Lisa, she wasn't clear. But now Linda is clear thing up, and we appreciate that. Yeah, and I remember that very clearly when Gabe Griffiths pointed out very clearly in the fall, President and Secretary and Board will have 18 months. And then after that, will we go back in spring 2014, that is when the Constitution and bylaw will take in effect. And then that is when 2 years for the VP and for the Treasury. And then for the President and the Secretary and the Board, will be officially in 2 years, starting 2015.
Mr. President,
yes.
I think what we really wanted to do was have the election of the Treasurer and Vice President at this convention be for 1 year, and then in the fall have the President and the Secretary for 18 months. That way, the
that
spring...
is correct. That is correct.
Okay. Well, it was stated was 2 years and 18 months, and it should be 1 year.
No, 2 year will be next year. This year, it's only 1 year.
Anthony would like to.
Oh yeah, Anthony. I think Anthony was the first person. Yeah.
I think I'm understanding. I think what's going on here is that you got a conflict between this 18 months and 2 years and that kind of thing. So if we elect today this vice president and treasurer, okay, it's saying that that's an 18 month term, right?
No.
It says
2 years.
It says 2 years.
The vice president.
Well, actually, it could be 2 years.
Well, the point is this, and that is whether it takes effect next year or whenever it takes effect, you still have one type of office being run at 18 months, and the other one run at 2 year. So it's a conflict in the sense that it's a conflict in the sense of how can you have if we're going to one conference and convention each year. Then you're going to have, you're going to have a half year in between one of these elections.
I think what has to happen is that the people elected today serve 1 year, and then there's an election next year, and then whoever gets elected to those roles begins 2 years at that point.
That
and the people
good.
Elected in the fall serve 18 months, so then when it's time for them to be elected or other people to be elected to those positions, it becomes a two-year. That is what is being proposed for the CCB of directors as well, to have these sort of one-time shorter terms, but that the ultimate result is that everybody ends up on a two-year span.
Right.
Just alternate years.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yes. Thank you, Linda, for the clarification. And... right now, is there any more discussions or debate?
Yes. Lena.
I'm sorry to do this because I know we need it, but I move that we send this amendment back to committee for language correction.
So it's been moved and seconded.
Okay, it's been moved to refer back to the committee. Okay, is there any discussion?
Yes, the reason why this would work is that would automatically mean that the two voted on today would be in for one-year terms, because that's the way our current constitution is. So that'll make it come out perfectly for this fall when we have to change it, or at our board meeting, whatever.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of referring the constitution and bylaw change it to the committee? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? All right, the proposed will be referred to back to the committee. Next is the election for the president and treasurer. Vice president and the treasurer. Since we had a small group and we don't have a nominating committee, all officers are open to nominate.
Should we not give non-members a chance to join first so that they can, if they choose to, run? That's how it's been done in the past, and I think it gives people a chance, if they would like to join and to be involved and at least to vote on the election.
Oh, okay. Yes. Before we get in that, is there anyone in the audience had any questions or interests to participate or to join our affiliates? We had a wonderful group. We do a lot of stuff on behalf of students throughout the state of California. We go to, we work on legislative level, education, rehabilitation, and numerous other things, and GGB had excellent scholarship for students, various different things. And I've been talking to a lot of young students over the past several months, and some of whom are unable to make it. But they had expressed excitement in learning more about the affiliate.
Joining as a member?
Yeah.
All right, we have somebody who's interested.
Okay, great.
Dues are $15, and you just pay me.
Daryl, you're already a member.
Oh, we got another member.
What? Daryl's a member, yeah.
We're paid last year.
He's already a member. Oh, you want to rejoin?
You want your other brother, Daryl, to join?
Your other brother, Daryl.
And what was your name? Okay, great.
Welcome.
Anyone else?
Is anybody out?
Present it again. Is anybody's interested in becoming a member?
You want to say it again? Here's a mic.
Okay.
You want me to repeat it?
So
I'm sorry. This is Daryl. I think that for clarification, I think that everyone in the room that's here should know that they are able to be members of the student board if they so choose to. That's what we're asking right now. Is there anyone out there interested in being a member of the student board?
Or of the student affiliate.
Okay, there's one in the back.
Is that Mike?
Yeah, that's someone in white.
What do I do? Mike Keithley is wanting to be a member. I'm not a student.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Daryl.
Is there anyone else? All right. Okay, now we can go ahead to commence the elections. Like I mentioned earlier, all positions are open.
Nomination.
Yeah, open for nomination, yes. Yeah, Vice President and Treasurer, yes.
For Vice President, I would like to nominate our extremely able and competent current Vice President, Anthony Signorello.
Second.
I'll second.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'll do it for one.
Okay, so for who?
Any other?
Okay. Anthony Cicerello has been placed in nomination to VP. Is there any nomination from the floor? Is there any further nomination from the floor? Last and final time. Is there any further nomination from the floor?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, have been moved and seconded. All those in favor of electing Anthony by acclamation, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Congratulations, Anthony.
Thank you.
No. Yeah, thank you for electing me by acclamation, and I will do my best to be a vice president that helps our president and the rest of this board. Thank you.
Okay, congratulations, Anthony, and we will work together hard for the next year. Next is Treasurer. It once again open for nomination.
Tuan, you probably should note that our current treasurer, Artis Basin, well, I'm going to do it for you, is termed out at this point. And so we need.
I actually served 2.5 years. Are you declined?
Well, no, that's all right. I'm okay.
She's not technically termed out.
She could be nominated.
So you could be nominated. Yes. You could be nominated again.
If somebody wants to run, I'm more than happy to have somebody else run.
Well, that's the way I felt. Do we have a meeting going on?
Can somebody close the door, please?
That's our speaker.
Yeah.
We're glad they're here.
Okay, nomination for treasurer.
Yeah.
Nominate what?
I just want
treasurer.
To clear up.
Ask for nominations for treasurer.
Somebody wants to
know. Any nominations for treasurer.
So who?
Who
is it like?
No one's nominated anyone yet.
Can somebody nominate themselves?
Yeah, can somebody nominate yourself for...
I'll nominate Artis Basin.
Can somebody nominate or interested in the position or the office of treasurer from the audience?
I nominate Daryl Dawes.
I second that.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Daryl Dawes has been nominated.
Okay. Daryl Dawes has been placed on the nomination. Is there any further nomination?
Mr. President, if we have somebody else willing to run, I'd rather have a student get it rather than, you know, since I'm not a student, it would be great to have a student in there instead.
Are you sure?
Okay, well then I'll withdraw mine so that we can have another student.
All right. So do I have to start over again?
No.
No, yes.
Okay.
Are there any other nominations?
That's just, are there any other
nominations? Oh, yeah, let me start over again. Okay. Daryl Dodd has been slated on the nomination. Is there any further nomination from the floor? Is there any further nomination from the floor? Last and final time, is there any further nomination from the floor?
I move nominations be closed.
And
Daryl Dawes be elected by acclamation.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor of electing Daryl Dawes by action, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Congratulations, Daryl.
Well, thank you for nominating me for treasurer. I will do my best to give good treasury reports.
Thank you, Dale. Artis, can you have any final words?
I'll work with Daryl to, you know, for the transition. And I know we have a PayPal account that comes to my email, but, I mean, the money goes directly into the account. So we can decide how we want to handle that maybe at the next meeting. Okay.
Artis, on behalf of the board, we would like to thank you for your service.
Yeah.
And you can go home and balance your checkbook. Okay. Now the conclusion of the elections. How much time do we have?
About 5 minutes. Just going for 10 o'clock, about 5 minutes.
Okay. Because the only thing that the legislative, so you wanna do that or
what?
The legislative, Lena Dodd, I think.
Oh, legislative. Should we do legislative?
Yeah. Summary.
Yes, yeah. Summary.
Okay, Lena was asking me a few weeks ago if she'd like to do a brief presentation on the legislative report, and so Lena, proceed.
Here's the,
not to put, Ralph and Catherine on the spot if they're still here, but maybe after I give my summary, if they could do their talk about the community college legislation. Are you willing to do that? Thank you. Okay. So let me pull up my legislative notes here. Oh, wait. There it is. Okay. Got it. Okay, so the Governmental Affairs Committee met recently, and we were asked by Jeff, the chair of the committee, to bring a summary of the legislation that we have been supporting and working on. I'll let Ralph and Catherine talk about the community college funding legislation, but this... We have AB 5, which would provide that no person's rights, privileges, or access to public services may be denied or abridged because he or she is homeless. And so we're supporting that one. 459 is healthy foods in the vending machines on state property, which the committee opposed. AB 455 is related to education, and it would require that Braille reading and math standards be aligned with Common Core academic content standards by 2015. So that one's definitely supported. 133 is another one that could affect students. That would require a publisher or manufacturer submitting a printed instructional material for adoption by the state board or the governing board of a school district to ensure that the printed instructional material is also available in an equivalent digital format during the entire term of the adoption. And we want to make sure that the digital formats are accessible. So SB 111 is an interesting one that's about voter access, would authorize certain registered voters to use a signature stamp if the voter submits an affidavit of registration electronically using a signature stamp that has been approved by the Department of Motor Vehicles and transmitted to the Secretary of State. And we also voted to support that. Now, with permission of our president, I would like to allow Ralph and Catherine to talk about the community college legislation and CAPED. It is SB 111.
I'm on my way.
There we go.
Great. Hello, my name is Ralph Black, and I've been a CCB member for a long time, but today I'm actually here in another capacity. I'm the legislative consultant for the California Association on Post-Secondary Education and Disability, and that's the organization made up of the staff and coordinators from the various programs serving students with disabilities in the colleges and universities in California. And we've been working closely with Jeff Tom and the CCB Legislative Committee on an effort over the past several years to try to solve problems with the funding of programs for students with disabilities in the community college system. I don't know how many of you are aware, but back in 2009-10, when the state started having serious budget problems as a result of the recession, there were cuts made to the disabled student programs in community colleges of 40% of the funding for the program. We went from $115 million down to $69 million, and it's remained at that level since that time. And for a couple of years, some of the colleges had some reserve that they could use or some carryover funds that kind of cushioned the blow. But more recently, that's all been used up. And so now many of the colleges are really in a desperate situation in terms of the funding they have available to serve students with disabilities. And of course, under the Americans with Disabilities Act and Section 504 of the Rehab Act and various state non-discrimination laws, students with disabilities are entitled to equal access to education, and that can include things like accommodations on tests to have additional time for tests or to take them in a different format, alternate media, of course, for your textbooks and instructional materials. Many of the disabled students programs also offer tutoring and disability-related counseling, access to assistive technology. So there are a whole variety of services that these programs provide. And unfortunately, right now, they just aren't able to provide all of the things that they used to provide or that are required by law. So we've been trying to convince the state administration and the legislature to address this problem by augmenting the funding for the programs. Up until this year, they didn't have any money to do that, so that gave them a good excuse. But now, with Governor Brown's initiative to get Proposition 30 on the ballot that was passed by the voters last fall, there is new money for the community college system, but they haven't made any of it available for disabled student programs. So we're trying to get that changed. And Tuan came to a hearing that occurred on Wednesday in the Assembly Budget Committee and spoke on behalf of your organization in support of our effort. And Jeff has been working with us on it. And this is a really critical year because this is, as I said, the first year that we have new money available. And if we don't get some of it this time, it's going to be a bad sign. And, you know, I think it'll be more difficult in the future. So we really need particularly students to speak up. If you attend a community college and you've been impacted by any of these cuts, certainly the legislators need to hear from you. The first round of hearings is over, but there are going to be more hearings. And in the next few weeks, what we need to do is have letters and phone calls to the members of the Assembly and Senate budget subcommittees that are addressing this issue. We have some handouts here for you, both in Braille and large print, and a few on flash drive in electronic form. So if any of you are interested in materials about this issue, we have a sample letter, more background on the details of the amount of funding that we're asking for, and a list of the legislators for you to contact. So we can provide that to you in any format that works for you. And I can certainly entertain any questions. Couple other things I wanted to mention briefly. One is that if you individually have had problems, if you feel like your specific services haven't been provided to you that might be in violation of the law, some of the disability rights advocacy organizations, Disability Rights California, and Disability Rights Advocates, which is a public interest law firm in the Bay Area, are both looking at these issues. And if you think that you might have been discriminated against, we have information in the handout about how to get hold of them, and they may be able to assist you if you need legal representation. The other thing I was going to mention that your organization might want to do is work with CCB to take a position on another bill. There's a bill, AB 595, which is working its way through the legislature that's sponsored by KPED. And basically what it would do is to correct a problem which occurred in this past year. For 35 years, the practice has been that students with disabilities in community colleges get priority registration so that you can make sure to get your books in an alternate format in a timely manner and that sort of thing. But the community college system, the chancellor's office, this year adopted regulations, and they reduced students with disabilities to the second level priority behind disabled veterans and foster youth. So our organization is trying to get that corrected with this bill, AB 595. It passed its first committee hearing this week, but there is some opposition. So certainly your support for that to ensure that all of you who are attending community colleges can continue to have priority registration would be useful. So any questions?
Does that affect universities if they have registration or does it
No, that just affects community college. I mean, obviously, students need priority registration in the university and state college system as well, but those systems, it's a decision that's made individually at each campus whether they offer that or not. Any other questions? Okay, well, anybody interested in any of the handouts, raise your hand and we'll come around and give you the materials that you need.
Okay, great. Thank you, Lena and Ralph Black, for your informative report. This is the last thing on the agenda. Does anybody in the audience or the board any old, new business or question, comment before we call for adjourned?
I have a new business. If I may, I have new business, and it is a client at my job informed me that she paid dues, and due to an oversight, she has not been registered as a member, and I would like to propose that she be given 2013 as a dues-free year because of this oversight. Sure, I'll make it a motion.
I'll second it. Okay. I'll do the motion, right?
Yeah, there's a motion for it that should be given for you because of an oversight.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Yep. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion?
No.
Motion carries. Okay, is there anything else?
I'll move that we adjourn the meeting.
I second it. Seconded.
Okay, and now we motion to adjourn the business section. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? All right, the meeting is adjourned, and the program will start, I would say, less than 10 minutes. Thank you. We'll be back.